Jack, any mail?
Nothing.
What do you mean, nothing?
Nothing for me. How come nobody ever writes me a letter?
Well, Jack, why didn't you try writing them a letter? Maybe then they'd answer you.
Well, how come I always have to write first?
Jeff, did you ever write...
I knew you were going to bring that up.
Bring what up?
Did I ever thank Grandma for the money she sent me at Christmas?
Well, did you?
Mom, I've been busy. I wish she hadn't sent me the darn money. It's all spent now anyway.
This is from Biff.
Biff?
Yeah, Biff Jameson. You remember my old college roommate?
Hey, was he the All-American?
That's right. He's coming to town, apparently.
Well, is he coming here? Is he going to stay with us? Did you hear that, Mary? Biff Jameson. He was the one that ran 65 yards in the Rose Bowl for a touchdown. Isn't that right, Dad?
I think it was 70, Jeff.
70? And he's staying with us? Oh, I got to tell Mike and Eddie. I got to tell everybody.
Hey, now, wait a minute. I didn't say...
Bye, Mom.
Goodbye, Dad.
Bye, Dad.
And he's all ours.
Not in the house, Jeff. Outside if you want to play football.
You want to go outside and throw a few passes with me, Mom?
Thanks, dear. I have too much to do. Maybe Stanley would like some exercise.
Him? You know, if you threw him a pass, it'd knock him off his pins.
I don't think that's a very nice thing to say, especially since he spends so much time helping your sister with her math.
Is that them? It's him! I couldn't do the three. Oh!
Here we are.
Hello, Bill.
Oh, Dennis. I haven't seen you since the reunion. You get prettier every year. Oh, you lucky guy. Who'd think my roommate get a girl like this?
Jeff, this is
Rick. I know who he is. Hi.
Hi there. A football? I thought this was a baseball season.
Oh, I just happen to have this.
He wears his helmet to the dinner table. You have no idea what you've done to this family.
Well, don't just stand there. Come on, let's go. 3:36. Hey! Oh, say, this is a nice little home you got here. Yeah, nice little home.
Oh, well, we like it. Not exactly a New York apartment, of course, but...
Oh, you can get tired of apartment living. Fella gets soft. The only exercise you get is pushing elevator buttons. I'm not there very much. I spend most of my time on the road. Say, you look in pretty good shape.
Oh,
how do you do it, huh?
My own little secret.
Mr. Jameson, if you'd like to get a little exercise...
What was that name you called me? My name is Biff.
Well, Mom said I should...
You call me Biff. Everybody else does. Office, everywhere.
Okay, and you can call me Jeff.
Right.
Now you want to go throw a few passes?
Well, I...
Jeff, give Biff a chance to catch his breath. I'm sure he's tired.
Him, tired? A guy that can run 70 yards in the Rose Bowl?
Oh, I had to run. There were a lot of big guys chasing me. Tell you what we'll do. We'll run some plays later, huh? But right now, I'd like to meet the rest of the family.
Oh, yes, Mary and Stanley. This is Mr. Biff Jameson. How do you do, Mr. Jameson?
Well, say, I can see where she got her good looks. Not from you, you old gorilla.
Nah.
Oh, I'm only kidding. I'm just jealous. Hey, Stan, you a football player like your brother?
He's not my brother. He couldn't even toss a beanbag.
Oh, I doubt that. He looks pretty wiry to me.
Stanley's a friend of Mary's. He helps her with her math.
Huh. Best kind of friend to have. I know. I never would have played in that Rose Bowl game. I was flunking. Best buddy here kept me up three nights boning.
Well, if you'll excuse us, Biff, we have to get back to our math. It was very nice to meet you.
Very nice to meet you, Mary. See you later, huh?
Nice to meet you, sir.
Okay, Stan, see you on the field, huh, boy?
How about a nice cool drink, huh?
Oh, good, darling.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Well, Biff, fill me in.
Now, should I go through a few passes?
No, not now, Jeff. Biff and I have some catching up to do first.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff to talk. I tell you what, it's a little late to start anything now. But if you round up a few pals in the morning, we'll have a game of touch football. How about that, huh?
Well, that'd be great. Heck, I can get Mike and Eddie and the whole gang and Rusty. His brother's captain of the high school football team.
Sound like good men, all of them.
And Peanuts, he's a little guy, but you should see him run.
Well, go on. Grab him before somebody else signs him up.
Okay.
Hey, tell him to get a good night's sleep, be on the field, in uniform, 9 o'clock sharp. No excuses. Right?
Right, Coach. I'll get it.
Here we are.
Oh, thank you,
Doc. Hi. Oh, hi, Russ. Talk a little louder, will you? I got my helmet on. Why? Biff Jameson's here. Right here in our living room.
What a great boy.
Does your brother want to talk to her himself? Well, she's sitting right here doing her homework. Or Stanley is.
And that girl of yours. Give her a couple of years and she's going to be breaking hearts.
Oh, I'm afraid she's breaking one right now.
Hey, Mary, George wants Rusty to fix it up with me, to fix it up with you, to see if you go to the roller rink with him tomorrow.
Well, tell him yes, Jeff. Tell him yes.
But, Mary, I thought you and I...
Well, I'm sorry, Stanley. I told you I might have a previous engagement.
Like I thought. She says sure.
I am sorry, Stanley. Maybe some other time. You'll understand.
Listen, we're getting up a little game tomorrow. Be over at the house at 9 o'clock sharp and wear your stuff. Well, sure. What do you think? Bye, Russ. That was Rusty. His brother's captain of the high school football team.
Oh.
Would you tell me why Rusty's brother couldn't have called Mary himself?
George call her? It's just an excuse. All he's interested in is a chance to meet Biff.
There, you see, Biff, you're a big man around here.
Yeah, come on in here, boy. Atta boy, Jeff. Now, look, we'll figure out the game tomorrow, huh? Yeah, firm did pretty well last year. Over 7 million.
Wow.
Offices in 15 cities now. Oh, you remember Fred Merriman? He was secretary of our class.
No, I never really knew him.
He's head of the firm. That's how I came to be associated with it.
Well, I take it you're doing pretty well yourself, then.
Well, I can't complain exactly.
Just, what is it you do?
Well, there isn't any title exactly to my position. I suppose you could call it public relations. I'll take this trip, for instance. Tomorrow, I'm invited to address the luncheon of the Board of Trade here.
Oh, well, I'll have to try to get there.
Yeah, and then from here we go on to... I say we. That's Harry and me. Harry's my sidekick. One of our vice presidents. We make these trips together usually.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. If I'd known you had someone with you, we'd have invited him too.
Oh, no, no. Oh, Harry can take care of himself. No need to do that. Well, tell me all about yourself, Alex. Settle down, become a horse and buggy doctor, huh?
Yeah, just small town stuff, but I like it. I guess I was never cut out for big things like you, Biff. I always knew that, even back in college. So I'm satisfied.
Yeah, well, I guess we are all different.
Alex has made a real place for himself here. People really appreciate him.
That's something. That's a lot.
Well, how's your wife?
Well, Martha? Oh, she's fine.
Good. I liked her so much the one time I saw her.
Well, yeah, she's quite a gal.
Well, it's too bad she couldn't come along with you.
Hmm. Well, she's got her fill of these trips. Hey, by the way, maybe I give her a call. Huh? Oh, would you mind?
I'll go right ahead.
All right.
Well, thanks. Oh, don't worry about the charges. I'll put them on my telephone credit card.
Dear, would you mind getting me a hand, please?
Oh, sure. Doesn't seem like the old Biff somehow.
How do you mean?
All the fun's gone out of him. He's working at it now. It's as though he were trying to prove something. It's too bad.
No, I'm not. I just called you because I thought you might like to know where I am, that's all. But if you're not interested... You know, it's a funny feeling. You room with a fellow for 3 years. He's a guy just like you are. You knock around together, getting mischief and all that. Then 20 years later, you see him again. He's a doctor. He can save lives. Well, what happened? What was he doing while you were doing what you were doing?
Well, for one thing, he was working his head off.
Tell me, when did you really decide to become a doctor?
Well, I don't know, Biff. I guess that's the decision you make subconsciously. That's a little like asking a man when he fell in love with his wife. When did you?
Which? What?
Decide to do what you're doing.
I don't know if I ever decided.
Oh, dear.
Sit still. Must be for me. Dr. Stone.
Tell me, Jeff, what are you going to be when you grow up? A doctor like your dad?
Heck no, not me.
Have you taken his temperature?
Why, Jeff?
I changed my mind.
Well, how come?
Well, look at Dad. He never gets to finish a meal without somebody calling. Besides, doctors have to go to school for half their life. I want to have some fun.
What was his reaction to that?
Well, what do you think would be fun?
Are you kidding? Play football.
You can't do that all your life. Or can you?
If you're not careful.
Yeah, I'll be out shortly. Bye-bye. The Harrison baby again. Trouble with the ear, so I'll have to go out.
Oh.
Sorry, Biff.
Well, I'm sorry too, Alex. Pick it up later, huh?
I hate to have you driving all that way alone.
Oh, don't worry, darling. And don't wait up. I might be pretty late. Good night. Good night, Biff.
Oh, thank you, Biff.
You're welcome.
Jeff, will you help Mary clear the table, please?
Well, Donna, it looks like we're going to have a little chance to get acquainted, huh?
Yes. Gee, I'm sorry about this evening. Alex would get a call tonight of all nights.
Does it happen very often?
Well, it's just something that a doctor's wife learns to expect. There are always lots of people who need your husband more than you do.
Oh, it must be nice to be needed. You know, I envy the guy what he's got here, and you, and this home, those kids, his practice. He's a useful citizen. People need him.
Well, you know how Alex feels about you. He thinks you're the most wonderful guy in the whole world.
Alex thinks that about me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Donna, I don't have many illusions about myself. I know what I've got. My reputation. It's all my company's interested in. They don't give me any real responsibility.
Well, I can't believe that.
It's true. You know what I do? You want to know? My firm gets a line on a town that's planning to float a bond issue. Right away, they rush me out with Harry. It's my job to give them the old personality. We show them a film of the Rose Bowl game where I ran 70 yards for a touchdown. I shake hands, call him buddy. And while the city fathers are still aglow, Harry goes to work quietly and signs him up. A real phony.
If you don't like it, why do you do it?
I don't know. Somehow, way back there in college, I got off the track. Maybe that's why I felt I had to see Alex. He always knew what he was doing. I never did.
Well, things haven't always been easy for Alex. There have been the rough times, too.
Yeah, but he had you to keep him going.
Well, you had...
Oh, it isn't the same. Martha and I, we got lost too, back there somewhere. Oh, she still puts up with me, but it's not the same. I can't blame her. She stuck by me longer than I had any right to ask.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Biff. I wish there was something I could say.
Say? Oh, I've said too much.
You're tired. You must need some sleep.
I must need something.
Well, why don't you turn in? Come on.
I'd better. You get that luncheon tomorrow. I gotta make that 70-yard run again.
Come on. I think I'll read before I go to bed.
You're not gonna wait up for Alex. He said he might be all night.
Well, I can't go to sleep anyway before he comes home.
Lucky fella.
Good night, Biff.
I guess Alex wouldn't mind. Good night, Donna. Thanks.
Good night.
Hey, glad to see you here, boys. You too, glad to meet you. You fellas get over here, okay?
You can play on the opposite team. I'm playing with Biff.
Who's this?
That's Mike. Mike, this is Biff.
Hello, Mike. What position do you play?
Oh, I play them all.
Attaboy. Who's this?
That's Eddie.
Hello, Eddie.
Huh.
Ooh, look out for this guy. Who's this bruiser?
That's Peanuts.
Hello, Peanuts. You know, my scouts have told me all about you. Understand, you're a flash.
Oh, I guess so.
Okay, we got some good material here now, fellas. I'm sorry I didn't bring
you. Hey, here he is.
What do you say, Jeff?
Hi.
Hello, Mary.
Hi, Uncle Biff. Uncle Biff, I'd like you to meet George Haskell.
Oh, is this the lad you've been telling me about?
Yes, it is.
I see what you mean.
He's really good, Biff. He's the captain of the team.
Well, glad to know you, George.
I guess I don't have to tell you, sir. It's really an honor to meet Biff Jameson.
Hey, that's quite a grip you got there, boy. How much you weigh?
Oh, 140.
Yeah, you'll fill out a little, too.
Well, I expect so, sir.
I'd like to see you play sometime.
Oh, I'd like to have you.
All right, let's get things going here, shall we? Hey, Stan, come on over here and get in the fracas, huh?
Oh, he can't play.
Quiet, Jeff.
I'm not very good, sir.
Oh, come on. We need all the fellas we can get in this game.
No kidding, Biff. He's sleeping.
Keep it quiet. Beef isn't everything in this game. It takes brains, too. Wish I had some. Oh, come on, Stan.
Go on, Stanley. Go ahead and play.
Okay, Mr. Jameson.
All right, it's Biff. Come on, let's get going here.
I'm in.
Peanuts,
come on,
let's get it going.
Oh, hi, dear.
Hi, Dad.
You all finished?
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. Biff and Peanuts, same age exactly.
Hey, come on, Dwight.
Okay, hey,
get in there.
Give it a little more hip when you block.
Okay,
Peanuts, now, center it a little lower to me, will you? All right, now, come on, let's try it again. Singles, 23, 42, hike. Okay, okay. Oh, my knee.
See, Mr. Jameson,
I'm not all right. Hey, what's the matter? Are you all right? Are you okay, Uncle Biff?
I'll be all right in a minute. It's just my knee.
Well, gosh, I didn't mean
it. You didn't have to throw yourself at him like that.
That's a penalty, and you'd be thrown out of the game. This is touch.
Well, honest, I didn't mean anything.
You always have to show off and show how tough you are.
It wasn't George's fault, Mary. Things like this happen in football. Hey, what's the trouble, Biff? Boys playing too rough for you?
I thought this was touch football.
Well, I was off balance. I guess I twisted it.
Is it serious?
I don't...
Well, it's just a wrench. Those things can be painful, you know.
Let's help lift him up.
Here we go.
Hey, thanks. Oh, darn thing. After all these years of playing football, a silly little game. Oh, I'll look great at the luncheon tomorrow.
It'll be all right.
Mighty Biff, knocked out by a schoolboy. Go on with the game, huh, fellas? George, great tackle. Oh.
Where the heck have you been?
I'm sorry, Harry.
I suppose you know you've kept them waiting 20 minutes in there already.
It may sound silly,
Harry. Now, look, what happened to you anyway?
Well, you see, I was playing a little game of touch football.
Ah, don't give me any of that. But just pull yourself together, you big...
Believe me, Harry.
He was playing touch football. And if he needs a doctor's certificate, I'll give it to him.
Harry, this is Dr.
Smith. How do you do? Come on, will you? They're waiting for you.
Well, at last, gentlemen, here he is, the old war horse himself, Biff Jameson. Biff, I'd like you to meet two very fine friends of mine, Mr. Hart and Mr. Hart. Miller. Both members of the city council, I understand, and both played football themselves in their time.
Well, nothing like All-American.
You know, I was telling these gentlemen, Biff, that I happened to bring along some film of the Rose Bowl game of 41. I thought maybe after the luncheon we might run the film for them and have you give them some highlights on the game.
Harry, I've made a little change in the speech.
What do you mean?
Gentlemen, I don't know what the Rose Bowl game of 1941 has got to do with your municipal bond issue
now,
of 1959.
Wait a minute.
If this town wants to float alone, I recommend that you consider the bids on their merits.
Have you gone out of your mind?
Now, I believe Benson Wardwell is a good, honest outfit. Not because I'm associated with it, or because I made a 70-yard touchdown run. As a matter of fact, as of this moment, I am no longer associated with it, because, frankly, I don't believe I'm any asset to it.
You can say that again.
Now, I'm sorry if I've spoiled your luncheon. I don't believe I have. Harry has the films. He can run them off for you. He can tell you all about that 70-yard touchdown run. He's made it as often as I have. I don't ever want to hear about it again. Now, good luck on your bond issue. Good day, gentlemen. Goodbye, Harry. Shall we go, Doctor?
Darling, you should have heard it. He really told them.
Yeah, I told him, all right. You know, I've been wanting to tell Harry that for years, but I never thought I'd do it. Ooh. Maybe Harry's right. Maybe I am out of my mind.
Well, I don't think so at all. I think you have more to offer than you realize.
Oh, such as what?
Well, this morning, for example, with those children, you were just wonderful.
Oh, well, that was fun.
Well, can't work be fun?
That's what I mean. With Stanley, for example, the way you build him up, he needs that so much. Now, that's the kind of work you should be doing with boys, building them up.
You're pretty good at that sort of work yourself, building people up.
Biff, I hesitate to suggest this. I'm sure they don't pay much, but the county welfare is looking for someone. Kind of a combination playground supervisor, youth counselor, you know, if you'd be interested.
Well, interested, yeah.
No, not juvenile delinquents, but you keep them from becoming that.
Well, who am I to turn up my nose at juvenile delinquents? An old delinquent like Biff Jameson.
Now, this is something that's badly needed, Biff. I think you'd be good at it.
Yeah, it's something I could do. I'm pretty good at, well, you know, I could always tell them about that 70-yard run.
Biff, why don't you do it?
You know, I think I'd like that. Never had any kids of my own. Maybe I could... No, I couldn't do it.
Why not?
Oh, it'd be such a come-down. I don't mean for me. But I could never ask Martha to come out here and start over again like this.
I think maybe you underestimate Martha. Look, why don't you call her?
Yeah, get her to come out and look the place over.
Oh, no, she'd never... She's used to New York. Oh, she'd never come.
Go on, call her.
No, I'm not even sure she'd speak to me. Well, if I suggest anything like this, she'd think I'm off my rocker.
Oh. Well, call her anyway. Look, if you don't, I am.
Donna, no, don't.
What's the number?
Lehigh 45098.
I'd like to call New York City, please. Lehigh 45098. Yes. Do you think she'll be there?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what she does when I'm not in town.
After all, it is possible for a woman to be happy in this town. I know. Hello? Hello, Mrs. Jameson? Just a moment.
Come on. Honey? Yeah, it's Biff. Yeah, well, something happened. Yeah, I may have gotten out of line a little. I told Harry off. No, I fired him. Well, I don't know who fired who, but, well, anyway, the thing is, well, what do I do now? Oh, you see, there's this job out here. Maybe it's not much, but... maybe I can't even get it. But if I did, you'd have to move out here to live. So, well, I was wondering, what do you think?
Here, let me talk to her. Give me that phone a minute. Hello, Martha. This is Donna. This is difficult. You hardly know me, and I don't know quite what to say, but... Well, Biff needs you, and he loves you. How about it?
Did she say yes?
No. She said, why couldn't the big lug say it himself?
Oh, honey, this may be nothing at all, but it may be the worst mistake I ever made in my life. But I got a feeling. I just got a feeling.